بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن حاجوك فقل أسلمت وجهي لله ومن اتبعني، وقل للذين أوتوا الكتاب والأميين أأسلمتم، فإن أسلموا فقد اهتدوا، وإن تولوا فإنما عليك البلاغ، والله بصير بالعباد. Still on the same subject of the Christians that had come from Najran to debate with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like in every ayat, every word of the Quran Sharif, great, great lessons for us to learn. After establishing the truth which Allah has mentioned, clearly it had come to them, and the truth is made clear for all of us. And with the ayat Shahid Allah, Inna Deena Inna Allah, so clear the truth has been made. So now Allah Ta'ala gives another very important point, which is directly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and indirectly for the whole ummah, for all of us. فَإِنْ حَاجُّكَ پھر بھی اگر تُس سے جگرتے ہیں. And even after all this clear proof, if they still argue with you, that is, we find the situation in our daily lives all the time, when clear proofs have come and people are still arguing with us, that it's like this, it's like that. In other words, now a pure, sheer waste of time. Now they are still just unnecessarily arguing. The proofs have come clearly and you have stated them and they are known by everyone. And still people argue with you. And this is a thing that happens in our daily life, in all spheres, not in only our deeni matters, in all our matters. When that is the case, فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ تو کہہ دے میں نے تابع کیا اپنا منہ اللہ کے حکم پر. Then say to them, I have submitted to Allah Ta'ala. I have now turned to Allah, I have done my duty, I have explained it to you. This is very similar to that when you are in Roza and somebody argues and wants to fight with you. Then don't fight with him. Tell him, innim ru'un sa'imun. I am a fasting person. I haven't got time for fights and arguments in my Roza. I don't want to spoil my Roza. You do what you want to, leave me alone. I have to do what I have to do. Just like that, once the truth you have explained it and people are still carrying on, tell them, leave me alone. Yeah, I have submitted to Allah Ta'ala and I have to prepare my akhirat. I'm short of time in preparing for my akhirat. I haven't got time to waste with you. And people who haven't got the object of life in order, they all the time want to argue, fight, discuss this discussion, that discussion, let's talk about this, let us debate this, etc. Don't waste your time. Very similar to this also with regard to the Qibla. When Allah changed the Qibla from Baytul Muqaddas to Kaaba Sharif, then the Jews felt very offended. Now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave up their Qibla, Baytul Muqaddas. So then they also started saying all types of things. Allah Ta'ala said clearly there, beginning of Sayyakul Subara, that they will come up with all their points. And you have presented your points. Now leave them alone. And you do what you have to do. Don't worry about arguing and debating and discussing with them. And this is a way which Shaitan uses people to the people who are on haq and who have to speak about the truth and make the ibadat of Allah. Shaitan makes people come and they all the time want to argue with them. This is also a way to deter you from the ibadat of Allah and to keep your mind occupied. This argument, that argument, Allah says leave all that. And you carry on making the ibadat of Allah. You know you are on the truth and you have done your duty. You have told them what is the right. They still don't want to, don't engage with them now. You do what you have to do. فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنْ اور انہوں نے بھی کہ جو میرے ساتھ ہے. Am I also have turned to Allah? And those who are with me, the Sahaba, they also have turned to Allah. We haven't got time to waste and entertain your useless argument and all your frivolous and baseless things. We haven't got time to entertain that. We have got a very lofty mission in our life to prepare for the Akhirah. So this should be a lesson to all of us in all our matters. I had a very good friend, Maulana Iqbal Chautia Marhum of Rustenburg. When we were studying together, I learned one great lesson from him. Those days we all were in the habit of arguing on every point. And he would just say, well, it may be as you say, and not if, go further into the argument. He should cut the argument in a very beautiful way out. And then let us not engage in that argument all the time. Otherwise, we, especially as young people, and people who don't know the object of life, we keep on wanting to argue about things. Even in the household matters, business matters, with friends, this thing is a regular thing, where all the time he's giving his view, he's giving his view, and very sadly we find people so busy with this on the social media. One point of discussion and everyone giving their comments. And another comment, and again a comment, wasting our time. Once you have made your point clear, now don't engage in that. Carry on, read Subhanallah 10 times. That is much, much more better for you. Read Qulhu Allah 3 times, whole Quran Sharif Sawab, instead of all that arguments. And in that, lot of backbiting takes place. Lot of false accusation takes place. Lot of slandering takes place. A person totally destroys his akhirah. So the truth, the best teaching which the Quran Sharif gives, that you state your point, make it clear, and after that you just carry on, clear your mind and heart and engage in the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ اور کہہ دے کتاب والوں کو اور ان پڑھوں کو. And say to the Ahl al-Kitab, the Jews and Christians, who have got the Bible, the Injil and Torah, and the Ummiyin, the Arabs who did not have a Kitab, say to them also, أَسْلَمْتُمْ کہ تم بھی تابعی ہوتے ہو. Are you going to submit? The proofs have come clearly. And any person can know the proof he's giving from the Quran. He must judge it according to the Quran. Have I given my case? Have I made it clear or not? The Quran will tell you, whether you have stated your case clearly or not. So if that is the case, you have stated your case, say to all the people, the Jews, the Christians, the idolaters, everyone, Aslamtum, ke tum bhi tabi hote ho, are you submitting? I've stated my case, it is very clear, and proof of it is there, are you accepting? Fain aslamu, faqad ihtadaw. Phir agar wo tabi huye, to unhone raah pa li, seedhi. And if they do submit, they found the straight path. So in all the arguments, you have stated your case, you have given your proofs, you have done your duty. Now you don't have to engage with the people anymore. You should do your work. So if they do submit and accept, then you have, then tell them you have found the straight path also. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا اور اگر مُو پھیرے. And if they don't listen, and they still carry on with their arguments, bringing their proofs, bringing this point on the social media, another point again, and another point again, all the time, if they carry on to that, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ تو تیرے ذمہ صرف پہنچا دینا ہے. Then your duty was just to convey the message, and which you have done, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You have stated it and you have made it clear to them, and they know it very clearly now. So after that, don't you worry at all. You carry on with your ibadah. In other places, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, when they argue with you and they accuse you of wrong things, then for you, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. You get busy in the ibadah of Allah. Read tasbih, tahmeed, turn to Allah ta'ala. That is your work. Prepare your akhirah. Don't waste your time in unnecessary, useless arguments and fights all the time. You do what you have to do, and our object of life is akhirah, to prepare for akhirah. That is what we should do. Wallahu basirum bil ibad, aur Allah ki nigah mein hai bande, and Allah is ever watchful of all his bandas and his servants. Allah knows everyone, what he's doing, and he wants to waste your time, wasting his own time, preparing his own jahannam, and he wants to lead you also in wasting all that. You don't get involved in that. And the, which Allah Ta'ala says in another place, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And when you pass with all this useless and idle thing, then pass by it with respect and honor and dignity. Don't get involved in that. For example, you are walking, little children are teasing you. You're an old man, you are not walking straight anymore. Children want to tease you. Don't get involved with children. And when big people also act like children, don't get involved with them also. You just do what you have to do. Keep Allah in mind. Keep your akhirat in mind. Worry about your batin, your inner self. Don't worry about what the people are going to say, to be popular amongst the people, to be accepted by people. Be worried of being popular by Allah, and that you must be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, we as Muslims also don't follow this lesson. And even the learned today, we want to please people. And we have to see what the people got to say. And our mind does not even go to what Allah wants from us, and what we must prepare for akhirat. So beautiful teachings of the Quran Sharif for all of us. If we learn it, our lives will become a life of Jannat in this world. No matter what upheavals and what is around us, it won't bother us in the least. But we will be just preparing for akhirat, and a person who is engaged in his object of life, the true object, Allah puts peace of mind in it, gives him peace of mind, contentment of heart, and he is not worried of all the things around him. He is busy in his going towards Allah Ta'ala, and he finds great solace and peace in that. And if that is not our case, our islah is not made, our tarbiyat is not made, we will worry about the people. And that will cause us upheavals in our hearts and our mind. All the time we will be parishan and perplexed. This person said that. What to say to that person? So unnecessarily we will just be wasting all our capabilities and all our energies. We will be directing them in the wrong direction and wasting our time. May Allah guide us to read the Quran, understand the Quran, practice on the Quran, and that we have the Quran become part and parcel of our thinking, of our lives, and we live by the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.